You're listening to Comedy Central.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Please welcome Gail King.
Hello, audience! Wow. This is so great, Trevor.
I'm so glad to finally have you on the show. This is great for us.
This is my first time on the Trevor
Noah
Show.
Yeah, this is great. This is great to have you. Because we watch you every single day. Obviously, watch all the news, but we love watching your show every single morning. How do you do it? Where, like, we report on news all the time, and we make jokes about it, and the audience laughs at it. And you're in a position where sometimes you have to report the most outlandish story, and then with a straight face just carry on like nothing happened.
Well,
this is live as well.
Are there no moments
where you...
And sometimes you just have to bite the inside of your cheek as hard as you possibly can. Somebody told me once, if you grab the inside of your skin right here and pinch it as hard as you can, that will prevent you from laughing.
Wow.
So a couple of times I've had to do this. But I was watching at the top of the show where you were talking about the apology. I know we're not going to talk a lot about news. But don't you think, Trevor, that if they finally come out and apologize now,
right,
would it still mean something when I have to beat you up to give me an apology? Does that feel good to you if I have to sort of embarrass you to apologize for something?
Here's my honest opinion on it.
Yeah.
I think that many people would like the White House to apologize because it restores the pretense of normalcy in what's happening in Washington as opposed to the actual act of apologizing. So people are just like, just say it's normal again.
Yes, but in the past, it seems that when you're asked to apologize at this particular White House, they double down and do the opposite.
Right.
So I don't know if it... Even if you get the apology, if it's going to mean anything.
So if they're doing the opposite, maybe
I don't think the apology's coming, by the way. I just don't.
I don't think they've ever apologized.
No.
Yeah, I don't think they've ever... I think the only apology I've ever heard Trump give was about the pussy grab tape.
Yeah.
That was the only one, which I think he regrets because then afterwards he couldn't take it back. He was like, I don't know if that tape was real. People are like, you apologize. And he's like, damn it.
Yes.
That's why I don't apologize.
Yes.
But I don't want to inundate you with news. You talk about that news all the time. I want to talk to you about all the other exciting news you get to do. You get to cover really serious stories. And then, like, for instance, the story coming up now, you get to go and cover the
royal wedding. I am psyched about that. I am leaving tomorrow on a jet plane, going to England, and I'm so excited about this. Why? Because, listen, I got up at 4 o'clock in the morning to watch Princess Diana when she got married. Up at 4 o'clock to, unfortunately, watch the funeral. And I still remember William and Harry walking behind their mom's casket.
Wow.
That was heartbreaking. He was 12. And, you know, Harry's been through some stuff. He's been very mischievous, done some things. But it's so nice to see him come out on the other side and in love. And look at Meghan Markle. Biracial, American, divorced, older by 3 years, so that doesn't really count. But that doesn't really count. But she is so opposite of what you would expect in the monarchy.
Right.
But yet they've embraced her. And I'm just nuts about this girl. I don't know her either, but everything I read and see, we've interviewed her friends, we've talked to people who've worked with her, she just seems like the real deal. She had a life before him, and the two of them together, I just think are magical.
It does feel like a fairy tale.
Don't you love love?
I love love.
I do. I love love.
I really love love. It's like a fairy tale story.
I do too.
In many ways.
Should we ask if you're in love, Trevor Noah?
I'm always in love.
Are you?
Because I love love. I love love. Let me talk to
very
you about
good,
the book.
Very good. Very good.
Let me talk to you about the book.
Yes.
Note to Self.
Note
I feel
to
like
self.
In many ways that's what this book is about. It's about love. It's about love that people have for themselves,
yes.
a love that they may not have had expressed to them by others. And now as adults, they get to talk to themselves about where did the idea come from and how do you get somebody to truthfully write a note to their younger selves?
Well, it's just a matter of reflecting on your life. And if you could go back, what would you tell your younger self? We all have life lessons that we've learned along the way. And I think that it's interesting for people. It's cathartic for some. It's empowering for some.
Right.
It's painful for some. Fun and funny. And I'm always amazed at how seriously people take it.
Yes.
And so, you know, you put a lot of thought into it. I think I would ask the audience, just think about if you had to reflect on your life, what would you tell yourself back
then? It's interesting because you have Oprah Winfrey, you have Joe Biden, you have Tyler
Joe
Perry.
Biden, yes.
You have these beautiful stories.
John Lewis.
I wanted
how
to
about
read
John
this
Lewis
passage
story?
Of Tyler Perry's that yes. really got to me. And he says here, I know that you don't know this right now, writing to his younger self.
Yeah.
But who you become is being shaped inside of every one of those bad experiences, the
yeah.
good, the bad, and yes, even the ugly ones. They're all going to work together for your good.
Yes.
And it's powerful because you feel like in this story, I learned about Tyler Perry in a tiny little note
yeah.
to himself,
yeah.
more things than I've learned in most interviews.
You know, it's interesting. He was the one that told me that that was cathartic for him, that he had never really thought about it. Look at Tyler's life, who is now a mogul, as you know, in Hollywood. But he, you know, was writing the plays. He was expecting a big audience. Only 32 people showed up the first night. But he has now turned that into Tyler Perry Studios, which is bigger than Warner Brothers. It's bigger than Warner Brothers. What Tyler Perry has created in the city of Atlanta,
right.
his own studios with his own sound stages, he's huge. And so to come from where he came from and was abused, he talks about how he was abused as a child, to come from where he's come from to now is amazing.
It really is beautiful.
Amazing.
It's inspired me to write a note to myself as a kid. I've thought to myself, if I could write a note to myself, what would it be? And the note I thought of was...
Would you think about doing it for us?
Yeah, mine was 13, 26, 18, 47, 5, 3, which was the winning lottery numbers that I wish I knew.
You guys started laughing. I'm like, what does that mean?
Thank you so much for being on this show. Gail will be co-hosting CBS News' Royal Wedding coverage live from London, May 19th from 4 to 9 a.m. Eastern. And Note to Self is available now. Gail King, everybody.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And for a limited time, get more fun for less with the Michigan Bundle for just $49.99. Exclusive to Michigan residents only. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.